is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Nerves are frayed in Israel a day after three empty buses blew up near Tel Aviv. Israeli officials say unexploded bombs were found in parking lots in Holon as well. Chava Borowski was nervous about taking a bus in Tel Aviv this morning, but got on anyway.
I understood yesterday they did go through all the buses and make sure, did do the checks that they needed to do. Unfortunately, we have to be always on top of these things.
No injuries reported in yesterday's explosions. A statement today from the family of Shiri Bibas blames Prime Minister Netanyahu for abandoning the mother and her two young sons a day after Hamas returned the boys' bodies, but sent the remains of a Gazan woman instead of their mothers. CBS's Robert Berger from Jerusalem.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying it's a cynical violation of the ceasefire and vowing revenge, but I don't think Israel wants to blow up this peace deal.
Hamas is asking Israel to return the remains of the Gazan woman. A federal judge has given the Trump administration the green light to proceed with federal job cuts. At least 10,000 government workers have already been laid off, among them Kate Sandlin, who recently moved to Washington, D.C. when she was hired at the NIH.
I wiped out my savings account. I maxed out my credit card. I had to take out a loan. People like me, where I'm from, rural Alabama, like these kind of jobs don't happen to people like me.
In his first sit-down interview, Border Patrol Chief Mike Banks tells CBS News unlawful crossings at the U.S. southern border are down 94% over this time last year. About the possibility of administration cuts to his department?
Very difficult for me to say what DOGE would or wouldn't do, but I can tell you that I would be surprised if DOGE felt that the U.S. Border Patrol was properly staffed.
26-year-old Luigi Mangione, accused of killing a top health insurance executive, is due in court today. CBS's Nikki Batiste.
Mangione faces 11 charges in New York, including terrorism-related murder charges and weapons offenses in the shooting death of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson last December. Thompson, a husband and father of two from Minnesota, was shot in the back. Mangione has pleaded not guilty. He also faces multiple charges in Pennsylvania and in federal court.
A big change for the Bronx Bombers. 49 years after the late George Steinbrenner instituted a ban on beards, his son Hal has just announced facial hair, beards specifically, will now be allowed as long as they're well-groomed. The Dow is down 371 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Office of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion at Gateway Technical College has been eliminated. Gateway President Dr. Ritu Raju says that the decision was difficult but was necessary to protect crucial federal funding. A vacant house went up in flames last night in Union Grove. No injuries were reported. There have been multiple fire incidents in Racine County this week, including that duplex explosion in Racine where two people survived. Mount Pleasant officials have delayed road work on Newman Road due to the weather. The project, originally scheduled to start Monday, will now begin in April. No pets were harmed when smoke filled the Petland store last night. It was a possible electrical issue. More information about that incident can be found at RacineCountyEye.com. And health officials remind the public that harm reduction vending machines with Narcan are fully operational and constantly stocked. There are a number of the machines across Racine and Kenosha. Each municipality has a map of where they're located. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks sink the Clippers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the LA Clippers at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee, 116-110. Brook Lopez, blocking a Clippers shot in the final minute, talked about losing Bobby Portis to a 25-game suspension after accidentally using a painkiller that was banned by the NBA last year.
It's obviously tough. You know, it sucks. I don't think it's the most fair thing. You know, obviously, none of it was intentional, you know, habitual or anything like that. It's an honest mistake, you know, but obviously we have to deal with it. And he's going to be fresh and ready for, you know, the end of the season, you know, perfect timing to get it going in playoffs.
The Bucks face the Wizards and former teammate Chris Middleton tonight. in Washington. College basketball, number 16th ranked Marquette on the road tonight against Villanova. Hockey, the Badgers men's team wraps up their regular season with a two-game set tonight and tomorrow against Notre Dame at the Kohl Center. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Sunny and comfortable today. High temperatures reaching the mid-20s and sliding to the single digits overnight. Another beautiful day on tap tomorrow with highs in the upper 20s. And then on Sunday, we soar to the upper 30s, above freezing. This will start to melt and warm up. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 17.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Keep it here for information about the Chili Ice Walk. That's happening tomorrow. I'll have details about that and lots of really, really, really good songs. On the way, as always, WRJN.
Love you've been denying. Sooner or later, love. Memorial Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Knock on wood, all my solid fears seem to takes, and she knows how to use it. My baby love.
White Plains did My Baby Loves Lovin'. They didn't really exist. They were just a bunch of studio musicians that got together, had a song, recorded it, had a hit. That happens sometimes. Good morning. I'm Dan Marcus. Tomorrow is the Downtown Ice Walk, downtown Racine. And here's some details about it. It's going on from noon until 4. Now, 10 different locations are going to be serving up their chili. And there'll be ice sculpting along the way as you go from place to place. Scavenger hunt for the kids. So this is very much a family event. Multiple generations. And it's, like I say, tomorrow, noon until 4. If you want more details than this, go to the events section on our website at WRJN.com. And click on events, like I said, and you'll get the details. WRJN.com.
When the cold settles in, warm up with a bowl of homemade goodness from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Try their rich and hearty chicken and dumpling, creamy spinach artichoke, bold cowboy stew, or classic chili. All made fresh and served in a warm bread bowl or on the side. Pair it with fresh pastry or hot coffee and make your day a little cozier. It's the perfect comfort food for chilly days. Follow Main Street Bakery on social media for all the daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snow. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Hey, this is WRJN General Manager Chris Morrow. We're getting geared up to be out and around the Racine community this spring and summer. A lot. And we're looking for some help. Are you somebody who could help us set up tables, tents, and hang banners in early evenings and on some weekends? We'd like to talk to you about a part-time position helping to promote the radio station and meet our listeners. If you have the ability to set up an awkward tent, carry some tables, hang some banners, we'd like to meet. Give us a call at 634-3311 during business hours and we'll set up a time to talk. 634-3311. That's WRJN looking for some weekend and evening help this spring and summer. Maybe it's you. Come join the fun as we continue to bring local news and timeless hits to Racine on WRJN.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Just the one more.
just a little bit longer.
News and Timelessness, WRJN, Stay, Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs. Jackson Browne covered that several years later. They didn't have a sitar in the studio. This is an electric guitar made to sound like a sitar. The Box Tops, WRJN.
As I look back.
Jackson, but it's all right. Now, that's a different J.J. Jackson that was one of the five disc jockeys, VJs, if you will, when MTV premiered in the 80s. Different guy. Same name, different guy. That happens. It's only a limited number of names out there, so is bound to be some duplication. Here's a guy who can't be duplicated, Stuart J. Waddles, in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom with this update.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. In response to federal directives, Gateway Technical College has eliminated its Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Office. The move comes as educational institutions face the potential loss of federal funding for maintaining race-based programs. Gateway President Dr. Ritu Raju emphasized in a statement that while the decision was difficult, it was necessary to safeguard federal support. A basement fire to start the week, a duplex exploded midweek, and now another fire, this one west of the eye. There was a major response in Racine County last night with crews from all over called a Union Grove for a house fire. It was a vacant home ablaze with nearby houses evacuated due to the strength and growth of the fire. Like with the other responses this week, DPW is called in to salt where water had turned to ice. A cause of the fire last night isn't known. There's also still an investigation into the cause of the duplex that blew up in Racine this week. Two people did survive that blast. Cancel that traffic alert. Mount Pleasant officials say due to weather, they're going to delay the work that was to start next week on Newman Road. It was going to begin Monday and last a few weeks. The updated information says work will now start in April. The world's richest man might be paying for some of the local TV commercials on your tube. You can learn more about the Musk media efforts in the state Supreme Court online. Go deeper at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Sunny and comfortable today. High temperatures reaching the mid-20s and sliding to the single digits overnight. Another beautiful day on tap tomorrow with highs in the upper 20s. And then on Sunday, we soar to the upper 30s, above freezing. This will start a melting warm-up. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 19.
tell her that I love her endlessly. Because love grows where my rosemary goes, and nobody knows like me.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. First hit for Sonny Bono. He wrote this.
I saw her today. I saw her face. It was a face I loved. And I knew I had to run away. Get down on my knees and pray to me. That way to go away. Still make me gamble. Needles and pins. Because of all my pride.
Garfunkel on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. The Beatles, when they first hit America, had so many hits. What do you think, in your opinion, was the biggest one? My opinion says this one.
She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She loves you, yeah, 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 yeah. You think you've lost your love? Well, I saw her yesterday. It's you she's thinking of. And she told me what to say. She said she loves you. And you know that can't be bad. She loves you. And you know you should be glad. She said if you hurt her so, she almost lost her mind. But now she says she knows.
Saints celebrates. That song was used for every party in the world until Kool and the Gang's Celebration came along. But that's the way it goes, I guess. I'm Dan Marcus. This is the Dan Marcus Wax Museum. And big deals are available to you right now online. You don't even have to step out your door into the cold to be a part of big deals, because you can save up to 50% on merchandise and service, and there's a lot there. So go to our website and go shopping for up to 50% off on some items. It's the big deals at the top of WRJN.com.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. There's nothing quite like the rich aroma of slow-cooked brisket or the sweet scent of a homemade pie fresh from the oven. At Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, every cut of meat is smoked low and slow to perfection. Every dessert and pie is made from scratch. From fluffy pancakes at breakfast to a warm, hearty soup with lunch, flavor and love can be found in every bite and served all day. Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, open Tuesday through Sunday, 7 to 2 on Durand Avenue in Sturtevant, one block west of School Days Mall. Stop on by.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Von Hassel Jewelers in downtown Racine. Celebrate any occasion with a timeless gift. From a beautiful necklace to a dazzling diamond engagement ring to a stunning, one-of-a-kind handcrafted treasure, Von Hassel Jewelers offers the perfect way to make someone feel special. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $100 gift certificates for just $40. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
I'm Sia, and I support Humane World for Animals, formerly called the Humane Society of the United States. Together, we have created a new version of Peter Gabriel's beautiful song, Salisbury Hill, to celebrate Humane World for Animals and everything they do. Enjoy the song and join us in helping Humane World for Animals end animal cruelty.
I'm Earl Ingram, host of The Earl Ingram Show. We're celebrating Black History Month by sharing some powerful interviews and stories featuring Wisconsin's own trailblazers. We're also listening to you because conversations can make a difference.
It's got to be had, and we have to have it on a regular basis, not only on the air, but around the coffee table. I was more optimistic before than I am now. America's taken a big backward step.
I do try to have that conversation about racial disparity and give small history lessons as much as I can.
Join us to continue the conversations as we stand together and learn together. And let's celebrate Black History Month every month. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Earl Ingram Show on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Speed.
coming home right for me.
Music to get you through a Friday and into the weekend on WRJN. Here's Smokey and the Miracles. Tears of a Clown on the station with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Now if there's a smile on my face, it's only there trying to fool the public. But when it comes down to fooling you, now, honey, that's quite a different subject. But don't let my glad expression give you the wrong impression. Really, I'm sad.
Timeless hits. WRJN.
When I see her coming down the street, I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but
but they don't seem to hear a word I say, and I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I tell my arms they'll hold someone new, another love that will be true. But they don't listen, they don't seem to care. They reach for her, but she's not there. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I remember what she said when she said goodbye, baby. We'll meet again soon, maybe. But until we do, all my best to you. I'm so lonely, think about her only. I go to places we used to go, but I know she'll never show. She hurt me so much inside. Now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry.
Preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered round and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows, to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. You see what he was. Yes, he was. Being good isn't always easy, no matter how hard I try. When he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything is alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. An Israeli family is wondering how Hamas could have mixed up bodies and substituted somebody else's remains for one of its own family members. CBS's Deborah Pata is in East Jerusalem with more on how this affects the ceasefire for hostages deal.
Hamas has said it remains committed to the deal and will be releasing 6 hostages as planned tomorrow. They say they're going to investigate what happened with Shiri Bibas's body, but point out it could have been mixed up with other human remains found in the rubble after an Israeli strike. But the fallout is continuing here. Right-wing members of Prime Minister Netanyahu's ruling coalition have seized the opportunity to push the view that the war should restart.
It was a very long night, but the Senate has passed the framework for a budget, despite Democratic efforts to add dozens of amendments. The vote wrapping up just a couple of hours before sunrise. Here's CBS's Nicole.